Did you touch the button?
I did. The button's been touched.
Was it easy?
You can touch my button.
No. It's like the Staples button.
That was easy.
Welcome to the Heavy Metal Over Six Pack Podcast.
There is a plethora of cheese and smoked peppered meats on our table this evening.
My doctor, who I don't have anymore, is going to be very upset with my dietary choices.
You mean your sister's wife? Husband?
My doctor?
No, yeah, that's Dan is Ryan, not you.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
Over my dead body. When
your sister's wife's cousin's husband? What?
This is actually a true story. So our friend, like his doctor is like my brother-in-law now, I guess. And he's all like wigged out about it. It's like, oh, that ain't cool. Like, ugh. He's like, I fucking know that guy. He can't be my doctor. I was trying to tell him. I would go all in. I would show up in a Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Backwards.
No drawers. I'd be like, get on in there, buddy.
What up, doc?
You make sure you check that.
He walks in the door. You just ankle
your pants.
Say,
hey, Ryan, bro, I feel like there's a lump.
I'm ready.
Like, right here.
Lower, faster.
I tried telling him. He's like, you got to brace that shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we got everybody today. We got Dave.
Yeah,
Anthony.
We got a whole crew.
We got beer and whiskey, and Dave's going to watch us drink all of it.
Fuck. Dude, all I can say is
jeez.
I wish I was pounding one of those beers right now.
It must be terrible.
I can't wait till I'm an adult.
When I grow up, I'm going to be just like you.
Shall we try the beer?
Well, let's. I think we should dwell
no.
to this whiskey thing first.
Oh, we got dwell first.
Yeah. So, in my travels, I found Blackened whiskey, which is Metallica's collaboration, I guess.
Wicked underrated song, also Blackened.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's an American whiskey. So this is a blend of whiskeys.
So like Metallica paid three distilleries to blend their shit together.
They just put their name on the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't even put their name on it. Like there is no name on here, which is weird.
It just says Steve.
It says Dave
Mustaine.
That's actually not incredibly uncommon for whiskey to be blended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe I just look for
with
especially
ice.
Especially the commercially.
So the back says Blackened, a bold collaboration of the finest hand-selected whiskeys. An unrivaled composition of craft and creativity, born in cask forged by sound.
I find when they say it's a collaboration of the finest, if you have to identify that you have used the finest.
Yeah. So
there's a reason why the finest don't let you put their name on it.
Yeah.
Boom.
So
that's right. I said it.
It says predominantly.
I'm excited, but I have low expectations.
Predominantly bourbon. The sweetness of Blackened pairs perfectly with the savory spice offered by the high rye composition. The finish. Dave is renowned for his whiskey finishes, as aspect he calls flavoring for adults. It has a mix of bourbons, ryes, and whiskeys.
That makes it not whiskey.
Okay.
It's all whiskey.
Yeah, it's just different parts. And,
okay, so
yeah, distillery had some leftovers in the barrel, and they decided, it's like, hey, dude, what happens if you throw all three of these together?
So here's what makes this different. So, seriously. So they're combined in the black brandy casks for finishing. They're jolted back to life by the unmistakable earth-shattering music of Metallica. Using their proprietary sonic enhancement system, black noise, quote unquote, the whiskey is pummeled by sound, causing it to seep deeper into the barrel where it picks up additional wood flavor characteristics.
I just pictured a toothless hillbilly screaming Metallica karaoke at a still.
Can I get you the interpretation that I just heard?
Yes.
They could not stand the fact that they were listening to Metallica. It was literally trying to climb into the barrel to get the fuck away from it.
What's it smell like?
You can smell it.
Hey, don't tell my doctor, okay?
This is a smell whiskey. That doesn't work. Ever.
Oh, also.
How dare you?
Do you want to smell it?
Yeah.
The whiskey.
Thank you for clarifying.
I know you're disappointed, but it's fine.
I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't smell like the finest spirits.
Why not? You're not supposed
to smell whiskey. Have you ever smelled a cognac? It smells like asshole.
How do you know what asshole smells like?
I smelt one.
Yours?
Those bullies shoved me in the locker again! Oh, no. My grandma always loses her purse.
Alrighty.
What was that noise?
Oh, no, but I don't think this is coming back off.
All right, I'm excited and cautiously unoptimistic.
I'm taking a rain check.
Give me your empty cup so I can touch my tip to it.
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
All right, I tell you what, that's not bad.
It's not terrible.
I like the actual sweetness, but yeah. It's not overly sweet.
Well, the it's brandy or whatever.
It smells like vanilla. Does it taste like vanilla?
Yeah, I can. A little bit.
I can get there.
Smooth.
You gotta let it get to the back of the tongue.
If you ever grabbed an oak, it's not smooth at all. Splinters.
Yeah, but then she sued me.
That's actually...
Is it crushable?
Having drank a lot of whiskeys, that's actually...
We're being $49?
Yeah.
It's not unreasonable.
No. I feel like being Metallica, it'd be like 600, and you only get to pick one of them.
Well, Napster can dispense whiskey, so.
That's true.
No, that's actually, this is kind of delightful. See, now I'd be curious. I'd be curious if this is like an old-fashioned whiskey with the rye aspect.
I don't know.
I feel like a distillery contacted Metallica and was like, hey, we have leftover batches from three different brands.
It's literally the stupid thing I've ever heard, that it's revitalized by their music. It's like their black noise.
Ooh, spooky spirit.
Not only can they scare the, people in a Muslim country, you can make whiskey with it.
It's the sound of the devil.
Even the whiskey couldn't listen to Enter Sandman again.
Get me out of here. No, that song means something totally different over there. Enter Sandman.
Yeah. Something else. Oh, God.
All right, see, I went in with low expectations. I'm actually...
That's how I live my life.
I live my life a quarter expectation at a time.
Nice job, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Nice job. It's good.
Delicious.
What's your opinion, Dave?
In 5.5 weeks, I'm going to have myself a little tasty
lube. I can guarantee you I will still have that. I don't drink a lot.
I'm very excited.
Well, now.
We don't. feels like a hard declaration every time these people hear us. We're drinking.
No, that's fine.
So to say that I don't drink a lot. If I fumble it. If I fumble over anything.
We only drink as often as you listen to us.
Dude, I'd be dying of thirst at this point. A smidge of a delay, so if I fumble a little bit.
Sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
That's the pepperoni.
No. Blah, 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 blah.
I have to go back to Reaper. I'm sorry.
Not even mad, bro.
It's okay.
I just won't talk that much today.
White cheddar or yellow cheddar?
Depends on what it's in.
Delicious.
Your mouth?
Oh, shit.
All
right,
man.
White cheddar, I guess.
Let's move on to this.
Why you look so mad?
Brouhaha.
Okay, we're doing beer.
I'm so angry.
I'm really not.
Hello.
There's a cup in front if you want it.
We know you, Dave. You're a little mad. I'm always just a little mad.
Small amount of rage behind my...
Don't want to make the Hulk angry. You won't like
it. I guess there is a cup if you prefer. Oh. It has their logo on it, so you know it's yours and ours.
I got you that.
Is it my logo?
This is a Megadeth one, so...
I thought we shared these logos. Technically speaking, you made this logo.
It's time to grab another beer and then talk about it. This is the Heavy Metal Over a Six-Pack Beer Review.
Oh, yeah. Papi Moninho. Okay. We're going to play some... 8-bit, technically. Castle Island. Liar's Bench? I don't know what that means. Why is it a 2? To the Castle Island?
Oh, it must have been a collab.
A collaboration?
Yep, Liar's Bench Beer Company, and Castle Island is definitely a beer company.
Okay, so this is Saga Genesis. Sega, because that would be...
That would be copyright infringement.
Yeah, huh?
How dare you?
West Coast style India Pearl Ale.
But
6.9 alcohol.
Let's be honest. It's not. It's more the label, right? If it weren't for the label, they could call it Sega Genesis because it's a beer. It's not competing with a game console.
I don't think it matters.
You matter.
Thank you. but it does. Doesn't matter.
You do.
There was a game, there was a ghost game that was, like, sued, because they called it, like, Ghost Something, and they're like, we're a TV show. And then, yeah, they got sued and then had to change their name. So I don't think it matters.
There's it's a like cover the band WWF. From Central Massachusetts that got sued for using the band name Radio Flyer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They got a cease and desist order.
Yep.
Cool.
Welcome to life.
Rude.
Yeah, like, nobody in the world's ever said Saga Genesis.
I just
like a Pokemon.
Change the band name every show. We are Cheese Plate.
How dare you?
And then
that'd
next
be super
week,
confusing.
We are
like, shit. What was that band I saw?
Tony and the Smoked Meats.
I'd be right about where I am now.
Damn.
What are those guys called? All right. Let's go West Coast.
Clink.
I could clink my ring on it and drink it. Ah. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the club.
That's not bad.
Does it make you want to play video games?
No. Absolutely not.
Does it bring back...
I think I'm one of the few people that didn't actually have a Sega Genesis.
I was a Nintendo kid.
I... had an original Atari. I never had a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I never had Sega.
I had the Dreamcast.
It's delightful.
It's nice. It's light.
Pleasant.
It has lived up to the can.
Yeah.
The can's
plump. You know what's sad? Because when I go like look for beer now, I don't go by like the name, the beer company. I'm like 15, 15, 23, 23, 14, that one. Like I gotta go. I'm just going for the cheapest one. It's so bad.
This is a quadruple, triple, dry-hopped Sanchez.
I don't give a shit. It's $12. I want that one.
Score.
Hey, can you wipe some of the dirt from the back room on these cans so I can get them cheaper?
I'm gonna open this one.
Actually, doing the brewery scene is like kind of like the same way because like it's like sneaky expensive because like you don't realize they're charging you like $8.59 a pint.
We went to Moby Dick Brewing Company.
Okay.
In New Bedford.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Oh, all the way to New Bedford.
Yeah. Same.
Okay.
So, color guard competition, Adrian.
Yeah.
But I figured there's a brewery next to it.
Get some
Nashville hot chicken sandwich and some beer. It's good.
But yeah, you start getting whacked for like $9 a pint. It's like,
it's true.
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah. I think their Imperial was like 11 or something like that. I can buy a case for that.
And then, being a growler collector.
They had growlers there.
So if they don't price their growlers properly, by properly meaning a growler is 64 ounces, which is technically 4 pints. But you can't charge the price of 4 pints when you're buying something in bulk. The purpose of buying something in bulk is you get a better price for it. So it's a place in up in Peterborough, New Hampshire. One of the posts, I think it's posted being, but might not be, so I'm not gonna stand by that. But it's like $48 for a growler. I'm like,
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
I still bought it because I need to get it.
Are you going to pour it in my mouth?
Come over here, kiss
should already
my
be
mouth.
There with a refill.
All right, so beer? Thoughts? Numbers?
I'd like some.
I bet you would.
Damn it.
I'll give you a number. Give me a number 5. This is delightful.
Yeah.
Wow.
This might be my
five from Marcus. And
this might be the highest rated West Coast IPA because sometimes West Coast IPA gets a little grassy.
I'm taking these to my house.
Fine, take them.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have so much beer. I'm serious, please take them.
But I won't be able to try them for 2 months.
Well, you can tell people that.
Yeah.
They don't believe you.
5 points. Dave says 0.
Oh,
I'm
gonna actually,
rate it.
It's not even 0. It's like not available.
NA. TBD.
Splash.
Just a pouring hand. I mean,
it tastes like hand.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
It smells like sugar and semen.
Let me just jam these in there.
if you want. I'm not afraid of germs.
Germs can't live in alcohol.
I actually believe that I've survived this long because I drank from the hose when I was a kid. So,
What was his name?
Jose? Jose?
Give me partial credit because you had to think about that for a second.
I did.
I'm
going to go put my head in the microwave.
I can't. The door's going to be closed.
Oh. Not if it's the last house on the left.
Spoiler alert. I mean, that was rigged. But, I'm going to go 4.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
I'm going to go 4 or 5.
Yeah, you know.
Those are the 2 scores you guys gave.
I have read.
Just going to go in the middle of it.
I've recorded you as NA, bro.
What
nice ass.
Not acceptable.
Oh.
All right, sweet.
Naughty acorns. I don't know.
Oh, ooh.
We did a good job.
Heavy metal headlines.
Okay. Hey, we're here. Hello. So news related things. It's been a while since we've done this, so
just brushing my teeth, sorry.
Dave is using the microphone as a toothbrush.
It's a toothbrush, officer!
Why is it vibrating?
It's an electronic toothbrush!
I said no power tools. That's my toothbrush. Dale, that ain't your toothbrush.
Oh.
Hey, you want to go first?
I don't. Sure.
God, the cheese is kicking in.
I don't know why you guys invite me to fucking anything. And of course, now it won't open. I can't open the fucker. Now it's going to make me mad.
All right, well, I'm going to roll my...
Yeah,
because
I'm useless.
The first one I want to kind of...
Bro, it won't
sound
open.
Like your wife.
Thanks.
I actually showed this song to Marcus, but Avenged Sevenfold has released a new single. And if you've heard it, you're like, who the fuck's this? So, Matt Shadows explains why this song, which is called Nobody, is a single. How psychedelic drugs has influenced that album that's coming out, I believe, two months, month and a half? I don't know. Which is interesting. Because if you've ever listened to Avenged Sevenfold, and then you listen to this new one, I feel like you have some wasted talent.
Ooh.
I'm serious. You have two of the greatest guitarists. You have the drummer to Bad Religion, who's phenomenal. And you're playing, like, Beach Boys on drugs. Like, I don't understand. I'm serious. Like, I'm not even making that up. Like, that's not even, like a joke.
It's rich people gone bored.
This is what we should title the episode, Beach Boys on Drugs.
Beach Boys on Drugs.
We should start titling our episodes whatever random weird sentence we come up with to make the listeners find it.
It's a weird statement at the top of the album. It's like, how psychedelic drugs like influence this album. It's like, I don't even think that's cool anymore.
So
it's not even cool to get hopped up on the queue and like right. write music.
Doing the movie Dunes in my chocolatey drink. Sorry. So kind of reading verbatim here. The long-awaited album, Life is But a Dream. And it's definitely, you know what? I'm going to play it in the background so Dave knows what's going on.
Yeah.
It probably makes more sense.
Eat some sugar or something on your way over here? You got to stay awake?
Why? Do I look sleepy?
Wait.
That was inside my nose.
Damn it.
There you go, Dave. So, gone are the thrashier days and more straightforward heavy metal. Bits of the band's sound replaced entirely by the experimental tones and equally experimental songwriting. Excuse me. It's a choice that seems to divide the band's fan base, but is one that seems to stay true to Avenged Sevenfold's artistic vision.
What is this, Beach Rush?
You know that scene in the movie Walk Hard where they're dropping acid with the Beatles?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
I don't like his voice either.
Okay, I'll say this. All respect to M. Shadows. When I saw his Chester tribute performance on Faint, awful. Absolutely awful.
He's got a good voice when he wants to. He does that thing sometimes that I don't like, but if he gets like belting, he does okay. It's hit or miss. Like here, I don't know what this is.
So I want to tune into Avenged Sevenfold and listen to a band put a bunch of tones together. Dipshits.
Again, you have two of the greatest guitarists. Some of the most amazing art, you know, I mean, Sinister Gates is fucking gross. And then you have this.
Yeah, let's get some random keyboard player in there.
Oh, wait. There you go.
M. Shadows.
You had to do something.
Just moaning in the microphone.
Pretty much. It's more or less.
I think he's like crying in the mic, though. It's more like...
So this is from Matt Shadows himself. He was interviewed by on their Tracks podcast. So for me, if you were to take a black hole of the record and all the fringes of it, I think Nobody sits right at the center. And I think it sits right at the center because I'm deafening myself. Because the riff is huge. I don't think they mean guitar riff. We were experimenting with tones and how the production on it sounds. But it also, listen, nothing on the record sounds like anything else on the record, right? They all have their things, but Nobody for me sounds like this solid. I'm reading this verbatim. I'm not drunk or anything.
He is.
It's very depthy in the lyrics lyrics.
Yep.
It represents fully where we are coming from in terms of the concept and the sort of headspace we're coming from. That made no fucking sense.
The song itself is the single is like literally like something like a high school band like puts together.
It's just, it's boring as shit. Like it's the same thing. There's no, I don't know where
No, bro, just keep doing that, man. Just keep.
So here, hang on. There's more to this.
It's Spangle.
It checks a lot of boxes for us. I think the riff is so killer that it will drill into your head like a worm. What riff? Like, without trying to be proggy, it's got a very interesting arrangement, and it's got a seriousness to it that I think it shows that we're not trying to give you, like, the flashiest thing on the record or the most ear candy-esque thing.
At all.
We're trying to give you something that's meaningful and weighty. It's very weighty.
It does.
He says like 11 words throughout the whole song and just drags them out for like 37 seconds each.
It's very meaningful and weighty. It means you should stop doing drugs and making music and making us wait for better music.
Here we go. Shadows then touched upon why the single and album is a departure from the band's unusual sound. Long story short, Shadows said he and the guitarist Sinister Gates had some experience with psychedelic drugs, namely, 5-MeO-DMT, that opened his mind to being more bold about the band's choices.
Your aura is purple. Purple.
I've seen the galaxy.
I thought that amber was the color of your energy.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, is that even cool anymore? Is it cool to, like, go drop acid with the Beatles and write music?
I feel like, all right, Pink Floyd happened. No need to reinvent the wheel.
They didn't do drugs.
I know.
Which is wild. Anyway, let me continue. Continuing, Matt Shadow said, me and Sinister Gates were exploring deeply in the psychedelics throughout the last few years, which explains why there's been no album. One of those probably just lost.
I was just rubbing my own feces on myself in the woods.
Them and Amanda Bynes, who was like found naked just wandering the streets. Anyway. Different story. One of those things in particular was, like I said, 5-MeO-DMT. I had a very tough experience in, like, you know, type A personality whose ego got completely demolished. You see yourself leave your body, and we can get into that more. But one thing that I came out of that realizing was that life is so short. Don't put anything out unless it's bold. And bold was the word that we were using. Bold was like, don't just play within your genre. Again, I'm reading this verbatim.
I think he's still high.
Right? I don't know when his body
at
came back.
At least I
back,
hope he's still high.
There's a huge difference between Wake and the Fallen and City of Evil, but they were both playing within a genre. Yeah, it was different, but it was like within, there was a sphere there. On this record, we didn't want to be part of any of that. We wanted to put our art that just ... if we saw something or heard a sound. We wanted to figure out how to get that, but not within our normal tools, right? If there was a feeling, we wanted to try to extract that feeling into audio, but not with our normal tool shed. Again, I'm reading this verbatim. I'm not like...
Hey, can you tell me about your album? Yeah, I left a potato in the tool shed, but my feelings were really big, and when I saw it in the reflection of myself, I thought I should stop doing drugs.
Like, he could have read that, too. I mean, I'm serious. Like, there's a lot more.
I think I've had an epiphany.
But, like...
Like, I'm actually over the this will not sound like anything we've ever performed ever thing. It's like, you know what? Maybe we want to fucking hear some goddamn Avenged Sevenfold.
Right.
Dipshits.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but I think we talked it up a few times. But so Chevelle is an example where they released not their last album, the album previously, and it did okay. And then the most recent album, they were like, look, we made this album and we had trouble making it. Like, it was hard, like, just writing the lyrics, writing the songs. And they're like, you know, if it goes well, it's like, cool, we'll keep going. But if it doesn't, it was like voted like top, like number one in like three rock charts. We're like, yeah.
That's too bad, bro.
It's like, fuck, now we're going to make more.
Get back on that horse, kid.
Yeah. I mean.
It was just like 100 true loyals just fucking blowing up to views.
I went to the last part. Actually, you know what? I'm going to read this because there's a lot of shit that's poking out to me. This is the last paragraph of Matt Shadows. Ooh, okay. So when you look at the guitar tone and the riff and the guitar tone, For Something Like Nobody, the song, there's just a droning thing that we had to figure out how to melodically play between major and minor. And to make it interesting.
I already hate this.
But at the same time, we didn't want to actually make notes with it. We wanted to have this, like, droning, like Terminator 2. Then we're going to play melodically with it. But it's basically the psychedelic experience that took us into this be bold. Don't do psychedelics and make Pink Floyd. No, do your own thing and make your own stamp.
I hope the world hates this.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they hate it. I hope they reject it.
They've gotten some decent responses. It's
of
like,
course they
I
did.
Mean, half,
because like
there's...
some fucking dipshit like, is going to listen to it. It's going to be like, oh, it's a Avenged
but,
Sevenfold.
You know,
they're so
it's these
deep
people
and
who have
so
never
emotional.
Heard Avenged Sevenfold before. And it's they're like, oh, what's this? Oh, I like Pink Floyd. I listen to Bubbles in a River. But like,
this is why marijuana can't be legal.
Marihu?
Hurtful. We're making such good progress.
Psychedelic drugs.
Yeah, I smoke all the time.
Your comments are regressive.
I smoke all the time. I stand by it.
Although
you stand by it while you smoke?
This interview, like, I don't know where he was.
Yeah.
He's fucking high.
No. No, he was like...
He was like...
Gone.
He was like high too.
Yeah. High to the second power.
That's where haikus come from. You get to high too. You start doing haiku.
High too for the haiku. All right, Dave.
Because they're going on their headlining tour first time in like 5 years.
Which oddly enough, my mother was like, "Do you want to go see them?" I'm like, "Not really."
Don't support that. Don't. It's going to be $180 a fucking ticket. Some dipshit's going to fucking open for him.
There's going to be some asshole jumping around the mosh pit, spilling Mark's drink. They're going to get choke slammed.
We actually got a cool concert coming up. Me and Marcus.
Can
I go?
Yay! It's on a Wednesday.
Ooh.
Super weird.
Dead by Wednesday?
No.
Dead by Wednesday 13?
No, it's actually on the
I like
day.
Wednesday 13.
Oh, on the
Dude,
day.
Wednesday 13 is like one of the best live shows ever.
Right? Nope. Yeah, they were pretty sweet.
They shook my chakras.
I told you to leave those at home.
Oh, sorry. They're just always clanking together.
All right, man. News it up.
Well, you see, breaking news. German brewer invents a powdered beer that can be made like instant coffee.
Can't you get that kid at Walmart?
I'm probably sure. I don't know.
Maybe.
Instant beer. Isn't that just yeast?
I just soaked this loaf of bread in my fucking water.
Yeah, like the freaking novelty shops. Have you ever seen like you can brew your beer at home? It's like literally just like these little packets and you throw it together, it gets all fizzy. It's like
and they're terrible, mind you.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never reduced myself to even try it.
Will it get me drunk? No. Will it taste good? Also no.
It's like a waste of my time.
Why am I buying this?
At least one or the other.
It'll keep you busy for 5 minutes. Five more if you encounter the angry review you're going to leave on our product.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so...
he would be German, too.
Sneaking a beer into stadiums and other places just got a lot easier. Listen, I'm going to stop you right there, okay?
Isn't it easier to just buy the beer?
We are one sentence into this article, and I can already tell you I fucking hate it. Powdered beer
sucks. Yeah, but
sucks.
At least you can understand when mine didn't make any sense.
Ooh, fuck off. The fucking powdered beer, bro.
How do I get a nitro infusion into my powdered beer?
Yeah.
So what you get those little NOS tanks.
Well, sorry.
Hmm.
Go on.
NOS
tanks.
That's really all I had.
He's like, oh, thank God. Dave's going to interrupt and save me. Nope.
I was counting on it. Like that time that I was counting on you to like say something, you're like, ooh.
Shit.
No, one time Dave doesn't talk. Motherfucker.
God damn it.
Why are you so fucking quiet all of a sudden? All
right, so I've been getting... I'm getting older, right? And I feel like an old grumpy dude already, and I'm 32. So, hey, we got the... That was weird. We got...
I don't know what
crazy echo in my headset. Anyway, I feel like today's day and age, we just like do all these things that we normally do just with like fucking 10 extra steps for no reason.
TikTok videos.
Bro, you fucking brewed a beer, then reduced it to powder so you could make beer
molecular
again.
Nonsense.
Fuck you.
I wasn't a chemist, but I'm pretty sure there's no alcohol content left after you reduce it.
Right?
I would imagine.
So, like,
I would be more excited if you had, a little barley,
like
little
an
malt.
Like an Alka-Seltzer tab?
Yeah, and you just you pop them in there. Yeah. There's, a little concoction. This will make you a stout.
The worst part is they advertise... Oh, yeah, this is a powdered beer. You can make it at home, just like a protein shake.
Yeah, you just drop it in a bottle of water. Just shake that shit up.
Yeah.
That's fucking natural.
Because fucking powdered Alka-Seltzer tablets getting shaken around in a protein shaker is going to taste clumpy.
By the way, protein shakes suck, too.
Yeah, I agree.
They make me feel fat and bloated.
I do the pre-workout shit. We'll go to the gym.
Connie spent a lot of money on this big thing of stuff because I said I wanted one that wasn't chocolate or vanilla. So there's this fruit flavored one. It just goes right there. It goes kadoom!
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I figured it out. I know why.
I get people
guy...
at work. They have the tab. They do the look Alka-Seltzer things. And I'm just like, here you go.
Yeah, I never understood that. Oh, you got a tummy ache? Here, have an Alka-Seltzer. So I can fucking burp?
You know what? I dare this guy to send those samples.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Please.
Do that.
I dare you.
Yeah. Yeah. East German man. So I figured it out. I found out why this was sold as an idea. They sold the public on the fact that it's environmentally more sustainable. It doesn't use bottles because it's powder.
Until you make it in a bottle.
Bro.
We literally just wasted trillions of paper fucking face masks with plastic inserts.
I don't think other countries in the world realize how much beer Americans drink. Okay?
Well, Germany does.
I feel like people
don't
realize how much beer New Englanders drink.
Bro.
We really sucked down all the Bud Light out of Nashville when the Patriots played there.
We did.
This is true.
Here comes New England.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. I have nothing else to do all year.
This is where I shine.
This is my life savings.
You time I'm out of the house.
Fuck you. It keeps me warm while I'm plowing.
My snowblower is broken.
Because I threw my empties at it.
Not good for cans.
Bro. Seriously, though. I don't... There's no need for that. Why would you make a powdered beer that's non-alcoholic?
Because nobody's done it. And someone's I have an idea.
Here's some yeast-flavored seltzer fizz.
That's just... I feel like you can go seriously wrong. That just sounds like heartburn. Tums, fake beer. Right next to each other.
It doesn't say anything about the alcohol content, right?
There is none.
There can't be.
Okay. It's
not possible.
That's like when you put beer battered fish, you cook the, you reduce the
beer. Oh man, I'm getting wasted off my dinner. No, you're not. You fucking moron.
No, I've had people who I've done beer battered fish, and they're like, I can't have that because I don't drink. It's like, okay, well, there's no alcohol in it. Yeah, yeah, but there's beer in it, right? And I'm like,
they start wobbling around at the table.
Yeah, I got that about my tiramisu, too.
Notice how we don't card you, you dumbass.
The rum in it?
Well, the Kahlua, mix it with the boiling hot water. Huh. And it cooks it out. What the fuck?
It's no different when you use cooking wine.
Right.
When all the alcohol's out and you just get the flavor.
I had a piece of cake with a half a shot in it. I'm fucked up.
Woo!
My mom, when she comes over for dinner, because she's not a drinker, I take a lot of joy into adding alcohol into sauces and stuff.
It's just not telling drunken vodka sauce.
Because if I tell her, she won't touch it. If I reduce that with a whole bunch of white wine and garlic, she'd be like, oh, I don't drink wine. So I just
think, okay.
Yeah, I basted your turkey.
You could still serve it to a 12-year-old. I mean, this.
I basted your turkey in bourbon, bitch.
What's for dinner? We're having beer battered chicken with vodka sauce over pasta and a side of Irish onion soup.
Just kidding about the
and
dish.
A Guinness stew.
Love you, Mom. All right. Well, that's a truly disappointing story.
Oh, I mean, I think what you mean to say is, well, that's the news review.
Well, I have one more.
Damn
it's
it.
A video. I don't know if I can share it. It's a video. It's short. I can explain it. So,
wait, who?
Just share the link to the.
What are we saying? Mm-hmm. Like, can't share it with us?
I can share it with you, but I can't share it with them.
Well, no, because it's a radio program.
Exactly.
Visually non.
But it's more or less like the idea behind.
Listen,
it.
We've been talking about being on TikTok or Twitch or whatever for, I don't know, 3 years, but we suck, so whatever.
No.
Well, so share the link.
Yeah, I'll play it for us so we can, and then we can describe it, okay?
Heavy opinions.
So essentially, this video is explaining that if anyone has TikTok, if you have Instagram, you'll notice that you have these
options.
Well, yeah, but you have these, you know, these TikToks or whatever, where they have a song in the background, and it's a song we all know, but it's sped up. And what they have is you can actually get these songs that people have made, like anybody, you know, who's, you know, if you have Avenged Sevenfold or whatever, and they speed it up. Now that you have that sped up version, you can use that, and it's not monetized because.
So it's not getting. What's happening is it's not getting picked up by the, like, whatever the recognition. Right. Of like as an example, like Prelim as an example, we have a we actually have a distribution, like something, like all kinds of fucking licenses, like they check out like all the so they figured out that the software is not picking up the fact that if you actually modify the song, probably tempo wise, like that's probably what they figured.
Because
like,
they do the same thing with movies. Sometimes you'll notice that it's like an entire segment of a movie, but it's super fast.
It's fast and the voices are changed.
Yeah, because they can make it different. It's not the same. It's different. And so, it's wild to me that that's like a thing.
So they need the recognition. Like, they're ahead of their recognition software because I bet it won't take long. Like, it'll be like, you know, if you like probably like within months, if not weeks or days, or if it hasn't happened already, like they'll figure it out. But like, these people, man, like these content creators, because like everything is about just getting some kind of massive
clicks.
Reaction
click.
And click
clicks.
And click and click and click
touch.
And
touch me,
especially
touch me.
With
touch
the speed
me.
With the sped up thing, because like one of the ways that like somebody gets like so many clicks is if you've ever noticed, like if you actually get captivated by like one of those reels and you actually like, click on it and you watch it, they won't finish the video, so like something will be like unfinished. But then, because it recycles and starts from the beginning, like, you think you're getting to the end, and then all of a sudden you're watching the beginning again.
Yep.
That actually counts as a second click on that video.
Yeah.
And that's how they trap you, and then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, they have this, I've actually read about this, there's a formula where they can trap you into watching something 4, 5, 6 times.
And they get clicks for it.
And they're getting all the credit for it. It's like, it's such a pathetic. Listen, social media is.
So you know what's really interesting to me, and I've caught this, and I watched something on it. So if you watch children's shows, if you watch, like when it goes from like camera cuts, it's like less than 2 seconds. Because if you watch a TikTok video or you watch an Instagram video, they're clips. They're like couple seconds next one, couple seconds next one. That's how the children's shows have become. It's all just like change, 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 change. And it's like we're going into this like generation. It's all just like our attention span is like this, such a small thing. And it's like too long. I'm done. I'm out somewhere else. Like it's just,
you're giving it too much credit, man. The Transformer movies. Like when did those start coming out? Like 06?
Don't bring those up. Dave's terrified.
Ah! But 06, 07? Have you like watched the battle scene in the Transformers movies?
Yeah.
There's got to be 400 clips in like a minute span where it's just like, doo, 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 doo. Like all the, it's like, whoa. Like there's just so much moving parts. It's like watch a movie from like 1980. It's the slowest thing in the history of the world because, like,
a lot of indie films, they do like the long shots where it's like one, you know what I mean? So it's an art thing. I feel more.
Yeah. No, for sure. And the attention span shit, man. I feel like all right, the last one of these movies that I saw in theaters was like Fast Five. We're on Fast 10 now. Yeah. Like, why is anyone still watching this fucking series? He's been in it. So is John Cena. No
yeah,
one fucking cares.
Now it's just a wrestling movie.
Yeah.
But nothing. It's like so far. It's again. It's just. It's another trick. It's another trap. It's another way to steal.
Yeah, exactly. It's another way to rip
somebody else's art. Use it for your own for shock value. Get your stupid clicks. Claim some kind of ownership. And I mean, the algorithm will eventually catch up with it. Because, I mean, all the years that I've done, like, any kind of YouTube content, not that I have millions and millions of plays or anything, but, like, I get caught if there's, like, even, like, a sample or a little bit of a sample or even, like, the cover band, which I used to get flattered by. Like, like, we're playing, like, a cover song. It's like, oh, you have copyright infringement. It's like, sweet. We did that live, bitch.
We sounded close for, like, 10 seconds, and they caught it.
Right.
Fuck.
That's awesome. Awesome. You know? We played 3 of the right notes.
Wait. In order.
Right. It's a weird thing. It's...
The social media platform thing, like, needs to crash.
I was thinking, like... Well, it's also kind of bad because, you know, this is what the powers that be want, right? Huh? We should probably nuke the internet and start over. Like,
well, that's the thing. It, like, literally needs to crash. Like,
I mean, then you have, like, the whole metaverse thing, which is becoming a whole new world.
People are literally planning to invest their lives.
They live in this VR system. And that's how they live. They can get jobs. It's so fucking weird, but it's like... They've made a life outside of her life.
Yeah. I went on this vacation last week. Nothing special.
Sounds
you
lame.
Know, between Tampa and Saratoga, Florida. Like, you know, it was average temperature.
Did you see Tom Brady?
Average temperature, 84 degrees. I didn't see a cloud for like 6 days. I actually had like 3 days of my vacation where I was like, well, you can't help me today. So I actually left the phone. Like, it, like went away from it for, like, 8 hours.
It's a weird thing.
It was liberating.
You felt like a little kid again?
I could jump in the... Like, no, seriously. This is the stupidest... Like, we've all been, like, carrying around, like, electronics, like for so long. Like, I was literally, like, on a boat, and, like, the boat, like, slowed down. I was like, dude, I could, like, literally jump in the ocean right now, and, like, nothing would get damaged. Like, it was, like...
Except
it was, like,
for you.
Liberating.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't have to worry about a message or a like. I wasn't worried about taking a picture. I was actually, like, fucking there. And I think this is why, like, I think, like, social media literally needs to crash. Because, like, we are so far gone from actually being connected to anything real.
It's weird how we're so connected but not connected at all.
Yeah, we're further away from
it. Like, we went too far. Like, it was cool to get connected, but we went too far.
Well,
I want MySpace back.
Yeah, I think...
Watch, go to any concert. What's the first thing that happens when the band comes up? 1,000 fucking...
Phones.
Why?
Phones.
Cell phones. Yeah.
Why?
And I do it.
I mean, I do it like...
Because
okay,
I think
like,
it's like, oh, I'm going to want to look back at this moment because I love intros. Where is this? I might never see this again. Well, no, I actually will see it again.
And then I delete it like
it was,
a year later when
like
I have too much shit on my phone.
It was recorded like a zillion times and probably way better by that guy with the professional sound equipment. All I got to do is find that guy's post.
I only have so much space on my phone. I got to choose between this fireworks video or the concert I was at.
Everyone loves fireworks videos.
But good for you TikTokers and you stealing everybody's music for...
It's a weird thing that we can manipulate like that.
I feel like the internet was cool and there wasn't as many rules, man.
Right.
I feel like this whole, like, dude, this disease of improvement is, like, obnoxious. Like, look at the Call of Duty games. They're shit. They've been shit. They're garbage. It's
I've
like, oh.
Disease of improvement. That's the wrong word.
No, that's, it's the right word.
It's the fact that you're trying to make things better, but it's making it worse.
Exactly. and you have the disease of like always needing to improve.
You think you're like you're pushing, and it's just it's
yeah. But the problem
far.
Is you have to push out so much content, otherwise you become like irrelevant. These guys actually don't have the ability to sit down and be like, dude, we're gonna make the best video game in the history of the world. It's gonna take us 7 years to get there. It's like we don't have time for that.
What, Grand Theft Auto?
I need something.
I'm still on four.
Like we need something like released like tomorrow. Like what are we releasing tomorrow? Like give me a level tomorrow, and then we can talk about like expanding it. It's like there's no time.
And it's a weird thing. And now I'm on a whole different trade. But I mean, if you have the following and you do something really good once, even if you have a few years. And there's enough people who were invested in the first part, they'll come for the second. And a lot of times that, I mean, look at Tool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They took what?
20 years?
Something like that. So, and like, people still were like, yeah, Tool, here we go. Like, you're just like, they remember. And it was such an impact that it's just like, oh, they see it again. It's like, no shit. And then here they are.
Right. The scary thing is, though, it's like, new. Like, who's the new Tool?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What's going to be the tool that, like, comes out in, like, 2024? And somebody's going to be, like, waiting for that in 2044. It's like we're in this thing where it's like you're going to get flooded out, drowned out. Like that's why everything just needs to crash. It just needs to go, ooh.
Pull the plug.
I only have $25 on the stock market right now. So, by all means, go ahead and...
Now's your chance.
Go ahead and yank that 28-prong plug right out of that fucking...
It's a weird thing.
Is it too late to do the Fight Club approach? Just go. Never mind. Can't say that. Just watch the end of Fight Club.
Oh, God.
Funny you say that.
This podcast does not endorse violence.
Funny you say that while I'm writing a new album.
Weird.
Are you going to start making soap?
Or are you going to have candles that smell
I'm trying not to get consumed by my art.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm trying to still have like a... I'm trying to have like a certain level of sanity, not get consumed by my art.
That's hard.
This is the intro for our new album. It's called Robert Paulson.
If the next time he comes, next time he comes to the house, you see a bunch of bunk beds, just ignore us.
It's fine.
You're not earthquaking, are you?
No. All right.
Don't earthen.
Good job, boys.
All right.
Good talking.
Moving on to a sort of main event.
For the
I will a little bit.
And we digress.
Before we go into this main event, we're gonna derail this train like usual. So. Where I work, we have beer taps that we use for catering and shit like that. But the thing is we allow whoever has said catering and party to use said beer taps. And, like, we had this one guy who was just, like, and he's, like, straight down, like this, like, straight into the beer. And he's, like, goes to, like, the, you know, me, and he's, like, I think your beer tap, you gotta fix the CO2 on this. So I, like, pretended to, like, fix it, and then I poured the beer, like, correctly. I'm, like, it's fine, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
I changed the flux capacitor.
It's, like, wow, whatever you did really worked. It's, like, ah. Okay.
Yeah, the CO2
I didn't
came
pour,
unplugged
like, an
there
asshole.
For a second.
It's fine.
You just now. I'm gonna take your glass of foam behind this door. I'll drink that later.
We have a craft food project at my buildings that I work at.
Yep.
So they have 30 something taps that you pour for yourself. You go and actually get yourself a card, and they charge you by
That's
like the
ounce. That's
a pretty
cool ounce.
System. It is.
I think we would do one time, yeah.
It is. Except I went to a second location one time, and their CO2 system was fucked up. So like you did the thing, and like you have like the little sifter, and it's like. It's poor, and all of a sudden it's like, and then it foams over, and then you look up and you just get charged for 7 ounces.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh.
That's not cool.
Wow, this process is blows. I was going to say something else, but I did.
Good job.
Good digress.
I don't understand. Like, okay, I'm still kind of getting, like, every now and then I'll get a like or a comment on that stupid pouring video I did a couple years ago.
I remember that.
And it's like, now all these people want to talk about pours, but they're all doing it the wrong way. Like, even, like, there's a... Dude, I don't know what
it
is.
I feel like you're making fun of my beer pour.
I'm not.
Listen, I fumbled
no.
a little bit.
No. I want you to enjoy your beer however you want to enjoy your beer. I don't care how you enjoy
your
beer.
Well, at first, I wanted to enjoy it in a cup, but that wasn't working out so well.
I don't mind. Dude, listen.
Okay? It's all about patience.
Listen, when we first started drinking beers, we all went to one of those parties where you're getting nothing but foam for the first couple, all right? Whoever tapped the keg fucked up. But, like...
Will you fucking pump this thing?
Oh, the CO2's disconnected. But like, dude,
we're talking about CO2 connections. We literally hand pump out of a fucking keg at a party. Yeah, guys, what are we talking about here? I'll give you fucking CO2.
Yeah, CO2 hands to pump it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The seesaw.
Why is Popeye here? He can pump it.
He's got tumors.
Oh.
Those are muscles.
Oh. Yes, they are.
All right.
No.
We digress.
Let's main event.
Okay.
Main event.
All right, so this is kind of a news story, and I'm gonna morph it into a main event activity. Okay. And? The activity.
And?
I'll describe it as I go. I have a blabbermouth.net article here, and I'm going to change the name of it. Their name was Godsmack Cancel South American Tour Due to Lack of Ticket Sales. I am putting it Godsmack Cancels Tour because nobody wants to see them.
Have you seen Godsmack live?
I have.
I have not. Sorry, I don't know. Is it?
I have not.
Okay, so I've seen Godsmack live before. Again, this is not article related. I've seen Godsmack live early. Like, when I say early, like 2000,
1999,
2000,
2001-ish. Okay, so between their self-titled and... Yep. The other one, yeah.
Like two albums, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, it was actually like kind of mind blowing. Mm-hmm. Like I saw, and I'm not talking Ozfest or anything like that. I've actually seen Godsmack headline.
Okay.
And back in the day, they had this massive. It almost looked like an Iron Maiden set.
The shit.
Like there was like crazy shit everywhere, fire. And it's like holy crap! Like this is insane. And then. They got a little bit more popular. 2006, 7, 2010, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
I saw them in Lowell, and I was so disappointed. Like, it was like a band that, and this is just complete honest opinion. It was like a band that, like, completely, like, just, like, mailed it in. It was like, dude, we're better than you, we're smarter than you, we're more creative than you. Like... New Hampshire is literally where these guys are from. Like,
really?
They're from Manchester, yeah. New Hampshire.
I didn't know that.
Don't get me started on the poker game.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And so you're playing a New England show. You're in Lowell, Mass. Like, you're like literally 20 minutes from where you were actually born. They never actually acknowledged the city that they were in. Like, it was almost like, it's like, oh, yeah. We're here to, you know, entertain you people. Thanks for coming out, you people. It's like, dude, this is like your fucking hometown show.
You're from here.
They had like a black curtain in the background, and like it was just plain and boring, and there wasn't a lot of banter. It was like so. I feel like early they were very good. Later on, and
once the money took hold.
And it's unfortunate, but that's my honest opinion. Like, it's not that they don't have like good tunes or anything. I just
I mean, I've never like hated Godsmack for the music. You know what I mean? Like, I've always enjoyed most of the shit.
It's
not
like
recently, but...
Godsmack, like, so Five Finger Death Punch as an example is like globally hated.
Yeah, I mean,
their
help.
Music at least has like some life to it. Like, there's some like. Actual metal, like there's some decent like drumming, like guitars, and like what the lyrics can get really stupid, but there's actually like something going on there, but they're globally hated. Godsmack has been mailing it in for years, in my opinion. But and those are the two hits. They probably weren't ever invited. Like, I went to a bunch of Ozfest and shit like that, but
maybe you Godsmack think they'd be like invited. Part of that from the area.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I've never like never been huge on Godsmack. It just never clicked. I don't know. I used to get them confused for what band? It's some band that I always
Saliva.
Confuse. No. No, it's
Phlegm.
Kelly Clarkson. Nipple fuck. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
40-year-old virgin. I don't remember what band I confuse them for, but I've always felt they're just kind of like generic. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they, it's like a halfway pump up song is usually what they come up with. Like, it's close. Like,
yeah,
it's
hell
like,
yeah situation.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, man. Like, people are like, oh yeah, Godsmack pumps me up. I'm like, do you live in a trailer? I'm sorry. I've never been pumped up by Godsmack. I just haven't.
I grew up, I had the album. They're self-titled. They've been one to... Don't get me wrong. Besides their self-titled, I don't know if I know, like... They don't have an album to me that's, like, all the way through. Like, you get a few here,
right,
and a few from another album. You know, what are those situations?
Okay, I actually gave credit to the wrong media outlet. This article is from Medical...
Oh, my God.
Metal Injection. Godsmack was plotting a South American tour for this April that had to cancel due to lack of ticket sales. Are you sure there's plenty of nobody wanted to see Godsmack jokes to go around? Like the name of this episode when I put it up. But you have to wonder what happened here and the show's not promoted properly. Was it really lack of demand? Maybe a combination? Godsmack said themselves, "We are heartbroken to have to announce that Godsmack cannot get to South America in April as promised. We are so saddened by this as we have tried for so long to make this work, but due to lack of ticket sales, we simply can't find a way to fund this tour at this time. Please know we've tried everything we could to make it work, but it is now gone beyond our control. We love and appreciate our fans. We'll remain optimistic that we'll play for your country one day. Until then, our deepest apologies."
What country is it?
South America.
Yeah, they're usually South America, okay. Huh.
Godsmack's still doing quite a bit of touring. You may have actually heard they actually released like this album, but they also were quoted, and this is the going to be the challenge for our when you go see your favorite bands, and you go see Metallica and Aerosmith, you were really looking forward to hearing songs from their new record. Maybe there's a song or two that you're digging, but most of the time you want to go see Aerosmith, you want to see Walk This Way,
yeah, you want to see
and same old song and dance, and Train Kept It Rolling. How do you not play those? They are all soundtrack in people's lives.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
And they commented,
"Oh, hello!"
And I'd like to think after 26, thank you, Boba Fett, after 26 top 10 singles, and 5 number ones, if we pull another 3 or 4 off this new album, which is very possible, says them, it has the material, we'll be at 30 top 10 singles. So that means we could do back-to-back nights in an arena and play 15 songs a night and never play the same single twice, let alone the B-cuts. So at one point, you need to honor that career and go out and give the people what they want to hear, and that's what we're looking forward to. That was a self-proclaimed comment by Godsmack. So, the challenge that I have given my hosts, and like, so what we'll need is we need somebody to count like on all of their fingers and toes.
I think we're only going to need one hand, bro.
Now, to be fair,
Do you want us to pick like 10?
We're going to go album by album. Okay. We're going to start right from the beginning. We're just going to go right to this latest release, and then I will make fun of relentlessly the latest release. But we'll go over the track list quick, and between the three of us, without actually looking at a chart, we will say like what was actually a hit. I'm not going to say every single track on every single album because, like, honestly, if I
pick the ones out that are
right, if I have never heard the song before, I'm just going to just pass by because, listen, this is what Godsmack does. They put out a hit or two and a whole bunch of fluff.
Yeah.
A hit or two.
Well, that's like what
and
I
a
said
whole
earlier,
bunch
like,
of fluff.
Like three songs from this album and then like two songs
that's
from
exactly
another album.
Exactly correct. And the newer shit is a whole bunch of fluff, man.
Is it okay to say Diet Disturbed?
Yes.
That's who I get.
You
want to
go with our first self-titled 1998?
All right, so Godsmack self-titled. You want some Nobles?
No, not like personal favorites. You want to go with like the popular ones, right?
A little combination of both.
Okay.
Like, if they're notable to us, that's all I care about.
Okay. Like, I mean, because Moon Baby is one of my favorites, but, like, it's not.
Moon Baby is maybe one of my top five favorite Godsmack songs.
But it's just, like it's not, like, well-known. It's not, like, when people think of Godsmack, you know, they go, oh, Moon Baby, you know, I've
never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah. Swear to God.
Oh, fine.
I'll swear to Godsmack.
I'll play it in the ears.
Please don't.
I wish my computer, because we could actually get the play numbers, but that's fine. This makes it even better.
I have the play numbers if you want.
I'll list them and you tell me which ones are popular. So first album, arguably probably Godsmack's best album, by the way. We got Moon Baby. We got Whatever.
Whatever is 44 million.
Keep Away.
Keep Away is 30 million.
I didn't like Bad Religion.
Bad Religion's okay. Yeah. It was on a video game, so but that's your 23 million.
Okay.
And then, of course, at the very bottom.
And Voodoo, I thought, was a big...
102 million.
Big bag of crap. So I'm not going to give him credit for Voodoo.
Sure.
I don't care about the public. So what do we identify? Three?
Yeah.
We'll give it a take.
So the rest of it... Oh, did I say Keep Away? Keep Away is actually...
You did. Keep Away was the third one.
Okay, Moon Baby, Whatever, Keep Away.
Yep.
So let me go quickly. Time Bomb? Ever heard of it?
Nope.
Okay. Bad Religion, we talked about. I mean, do you want to call that arguably four? Like, Bad Religion?
Bad Religion was up there.
All right, so
it wasn't, like, Dave, four. Huge, but four. It's meh.
Immune?
Nope.
Never heard?
No clue. Someone nope. in London?
No.
I've never been there.
Get Up, Get Out?
Nope.
Now or Never?
That's what my ex says.
You know what?
Now or Never.
Get Up, Get Out.
Oh, wait, no. That's a dope song that I like that's called Now or Never. No. Stress?
Nope.
Situation?
Nope.
And, but yeah, Voodoo can suck my nuts. All right, so we got four.
Okay.
All right, let's go do 2000s Awake.
Awake.
Sick of Life.
No.
Awake, yes.
Awake, yeah, 111,000.
Greed?
Nope.
Thousand or million?
Million, I'm sorry.
Bad Magic.
Do I know this song? No, I do not. Bad Magic, no. Not existent.
All right, Going Down, I feel like might have been something. Can you play that?
What is it? Going Down. Only at 2 million.
No.
Nope. Definitely.
It's going round.
I'm sorry. I hate to backtrack. Greed? Wasn't Greed one of the
Not
singles?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I'll give him credit for Greed.
Six?
Okay. That's actually not terrible. Mistakes?
Nope.
Never heard of it. Trippin'?
Nope.
Forgive Me?
I don't know anything else from this album.
Vampires? The Journey? Spot. Okay. Nope. So... You came up. Awake was a good song.
Awake's great.
A bunch of fluff. So what were we at? We're at
six.
Six. Right. You remember this?
Yeah. The names? Fuck. No. But
all right, 2003. Faceless.
I like this album.
Straight Out of Line.
I actually do.
Yes,
like this
it's
album.
A good song.
Straight Out of Line is a great song.
Yep. And there's one other.
Faceless.
I don't know the title track.
Nope.
Play it?
Yeah, just real quick. Yeah, I don't know that one either. Changes? I don't remember.
Tupac?
Make Me Believe?
Nope.
I Stand Alone?
Of course.
I hate this song.
Oh, I think Ivan Moody loves that song.
229 million.
I think he bases all of his lyrics off of that one song from 2003.
And I don't,
so do we want to give it credit for I Stand Alone?
Yeah, I mean, that's
their highest fucking grossing song.
Number one song, probably.
Yeah.
That and Voodoo. Not even, though.
I fucking hate Voodoo. Real Line?
Nope.
No.
I Fucking Hate You?
Nope.
Okay. Releasing the Demons?
Nope.
Dead and Broken?
Nope.
I Am?
Nope.
Do me a favor, play that.
I Am?
Bear with me, audience.
Bearing.
Nope, that's not what I thought. Nope. The Awakening?
Nope.
And Serenity.
I feel like I've heard Serenity before.
Serenity is a slow song.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, Hot Garbage.
Holly, close my eyes.
Sounds like what you'd hear if you woke up alone in the desert. And there was just like...
Where are we at, buddy?
We're at 8. A bunch of hillbillies tripping meth chasing you through the desert.
2004, they released something called The Other Side.
It's an acoustic album.
We're not going to count that.
We can go into four, which is 2006.
Which I appreciate the fact they labeled this four after releasing something. And, like, Godsmack did this thing, too, where they jumped record labels and kept re-releasing stuff. I was explaining off-air, like, the Godsmack self-titled album.
Yep.
I have the first version of it, which was called All Wound Up.
It
was supposed
to have the lady
with,
like, the lady on it, right?
Yeah, and it's like all wrapped up in wire with a broken TV, and it's missing like three tracks,
okay,
including one track, which is 2 minutes and 30 seconds of absolute silence.
I
remember the Korn album, Follow the Leader.
Yeah, they had like four different covers.
It was like 45 minutes of silence. But the first song starts on like track 12 or 13, or something weird.
Oh, it wasn't. That wasn't Follow the Leader. Was it Follow the Leader?
Pretty sure.
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I hate when there is two different fucking versions of the same song.
Oh, you mean like most of Killswitch?
Like, bro.
I'm serious. Like,
I know. Like, okay, play
End
an acoustic.
End of Heartache has like a radio version and not radio version.
Yeah.
All the songs. It's weird.
All right, 2006.
Okay.
Godsmack 4.
Yep.
Living in Sin.
Nope.
Negative. Speak.
This is a new version. No.
Wait, isn't
Speak's
Speak
good.
Yeah, Speak is one of their...
Am I crazy?
I'm into Speak. Speak right. The truth. Or let them... Yeah.
Speak.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We played this song. The Enemy?
I know that, The Enemy.
You like it?
I actually like The Enemy. I mean, right. Okay.
Never heard it.
Right, we'll give it's it 2.
10.
Anthony says, Shine Down?
I know the song, but it's...
No. We're talking about Godsmack.
Sorry.
Oh, .. Shine Down. Hollow?
Nope.
No Rest for the Wicked.
Nope.
Bleeding Me.
Nope.
Oh, my favorite. Voodoo 2.
As in T-O-O. As in, like, also.
And Temptation? Also with you.
Nope.
He actually wrote a song called Mama. Can you play some Mama?
No, please don't. If it's anything like Korn's Daddy, I don't want to fucking hear it.
Oh, he's actually
like
crying for his mom. All right,
sounds like
the last one, One Rainy Day.
Man, nothing, bro.
All right, where are we at? 10?
10.
I must say, I kind of like their Good Times, Bad Times cover. I know it's a single, but I'm going to... I don't think we should count it, but...
All right, I'll go for the sake of...
10 years of Godsmack. Oracle?
The Oracle. We'll go Deluxe Edition.
Go with the Deluxe Edition?
Cool,
okay.
All right. I don't like the song. Crying Like a Bitch?
That one's okay.
10.5?
I mean, you asked me, there's two on this album. There's Love, Hate, Sex, Pain, and then there's Crying Like a Bitch.
Yeah, I love that
that's
song.
Literally.
Love, Hate, Sex, Pain.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love, Hate, Sex, Pain.
But that's it. Like, that's remotely.
There's a song called What If? Is that a cover? Tell me
what
that's
is
a cover.
Of Creed?
What If?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. Okay. That's too bad.
It sounds like Voodoo, but really fast.
He didn't want to get sued by Scott Stapp.
I signed you.
Creed was sneaky good.
They
what
were?
If? What If was...
I like What If.
I like
What If.
I like
What
I like
If. What If.
What are we doing here? Are we giving them
what
Crying Like a Bitch and Love?
What's
hate
up?
Sex Pain?
If, I, not
12.
Even. I mean, Crying Like a Bitch. Just give
okay.
him that one.
Saints and Sinners, War and Peace, Devil's Swing, Good Day to Die.
That one has 12 million. I don't think I know this song.
Which one?
Good Day to Die.
Wasn't that a movie?
Good Day to Die Hard. Bruce Willis.
Isn't that... No, that's...
Who's that?
Good Day... No. This is Die Hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Die Hard. Die Another
I don't
day.
Know the song.
Nah, it's stupid. Whoever's listening to that is crap. Forever Shame, Shadow of a Soul.
Forever Shame sounds familiar too. Nope.
Oracle. Whiskey Hangover.
Never
Pantera?
Had.
Pantera.
And I Believe. So where are we at? 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we listen a lot. Oh, I love this one. 2014. Actually, just real quick, 2012, Live and Inspired. Straight out of the line. Yep. Real line. Okay. Can we give Real Line credit?
it. Awake, moon baby, changes, enemy, keep away, speak, voodoo, Batala de la Tombas.
Don't know what that is.
Whatever's I do ready. Like their cover of Rocky Mountain
Way.
Yeah.
Come together. Time. And, nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
Alright. Here's my favorite album of all time. 2014, 1,000 horsepower. Okay, but this is actually true. Let me go in order. I
I'll do
1,000 horsepower. Dog fucking shit. This song blows. Fucking terrible. Second song is Fuck My Life.
No, that's Find My Laundry.
I don't care. FML. This is what they called it. Fucking what?
Find My Laundry.
Alright, what's actually good?
Forge My Loins.
Something Different is actually a good song.
Something Different?
13. So half. Half of the 26 he claims to have had.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Well.
Davis!
I think we are.
Completed his day.
What's Next? Generation Day. Locked and Loaded. Living in the Gray. I Don't Belong. Nothing Comes Easy. Turning to Stone.
I know zero of those.
Sounds like you're just doing really shitty slam poetry.
No, I mean, right, when Legend Rise, I think.
Where are we at? Where are we at?
13.
13. We have two albums left.
This album has some decent stuff.
It does, but it has some hot.
I mean, by decent
garbage.
Stuff, I mean like a soft 3.
Title track? Title track. All right, title track, When Legends Rise.
That one's good. I like that one.
Oh, it's epic. And they do there's a Tombstone quote in the middle. You're going to just stand there. Wait. You're going to do something about it? You're just going to stand there and bleed?
Bleed.
Bulletproof is
Bulletproof
good.
Is good too.
14.
Unforgettable?
Probably.
Zing.
Bazinga.
I believe this is the one. Every Part of Me. Is that the lame ass fucking
You're
song?
Thinking of Under Your Scars.
Yeah, yes I am. Alright, Every Part of Me, never heard of it. Take It to the Edge is god fucking awful. Under Your Scars.
Is it bad? It's a slow song, but...
He was gonna shit on them so hard, and you just fucking
Sorry,
deflated
buddy.
His balloon.
They're not pop. I mean,
there's a local cover band that I'm not gonna name, because I don't like to rat on our local artists.
Kiss and Tell.
But this is actually one of the songs that they cover, and I hate the lead vocalist so much. And I hate dumping on lead vocalists because I don't consider myself anything special. So I'm like, oh, yeah, man, good try. But this guy fucking sucks and blows so bad. And they
I
do
have
this
a
song.
What's a ZJ? If you don't know, you can't afford it.
You have to ask. You can't afford I never understood that. If I had to ask, I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Have you ever gone to a Bose store? They don't have prices. You have to ask.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
So
that blows.
Legends Rise and Bulletproof.
Get out.
I will give you Under the Scars. Whatever.
14?
Let's see. Take It to the Edge. Take Someday.
Okay.
Just One Time. Say My Name.
Say My Name. Say My Name.
I don't think this is up.
Hold on.
When no one is around you.
Let It Out. Actually, play Let It Out. I think they actually released this, even though it's on the... Nope. Eye of the Storm.
David Bowie meets Disturbed.
I like David Bowie.
Have right, I so got a song for
we
you?
We just got
I don't. I've zero about this new album.
We just got through 1998 to 2018. 18. And where are we at?
14.
We are at... 14.
I cannot believe South America did not want to see these guys.
Wild.
Now, 5 years later, instead of like just dwindling away into like...
Well, if I'm correct, this supposedly is supposed to be their final album.
Oh, yeah. They decided to come together and give us their God-given, like, most amazing talent. And remind remind me what this piece of crap first single is called.
The first single is, well, there's two. Well, Surrender. The Surrender, and then there's You and I for singles.
Surrender's 2022, so it's not on the...
Surrender's on here. But Surrender was released 2022, and so was You and I.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I'm just reading the... You have to apologize to Spotify, because they're the one with the knowledge, not me.
I'm not sorry.
Dave, get out.
I'm sorry listening already. Audience, I'm trying to figure this out. Play You and I? Is that the most recent?
Pink Floyd plus noises.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Alright. No, it has to be Surrender. It's just monotone, boring crap. Like, it's a bunch of dudes. It's almost like the Avenged Sevenfold effect. It's a bunch of dudes, like, we can just walk into a room,
and our
poo doesn't stink,
music to write music,
and you're gonna buy it because you're all stupid morons.
I'm a stupid moron.
They literally called the album Lighting Up the Sky. Lighting. Who the fuck lighting up the sky?
Red, white, and blue,
baby.
You light
up the sky. It's actually a verb. You light it up. You don't lighting. It's like, oh, we're not just lighting. Like, we're gonna light this guy. We're gonna light. We are lighting. Past tense, because you should be fucking forgotten.
Damn.
Not only is your music better, your verb and vocabulary is trash.
Would you like to tell us how you really
lighting
feel?
Lighting up the sky. Like, literally, your album. Your album is in past tense. Lighting. You are lighting this guy. You didn't light up the sky. You are lighting this guy.
I mean, that's like having sex while camping. It's fucking intense. Or if you run past tense, you gotta be ran because it's past tense.
Now, in all fairness,
I'm asking for help.
This is a cry for help.
Did I listen to this whole album? No, I didn't. You know why? Because the first two singles that they released is absolute dog shit and boring and crap. So the fact that they want to have three or four, let's give them three. What number are we at?
14.
17.
So that's your 30 single. You can play two nights. These guys could tour the world just like Metallica, play full weekends, not play one song over and over again. It's like, literally, all they have to do is like show up at a set, show like be an opener, play for 35 minutes, and just play whatever, like six times, and, like, get the fuck out of the way.
I thought Soul on Fire, that was a hymn cover, but it's not.
Dude, imagine, like, that's got to be so hard going on after someone who bombs.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, I guess good for them that they didn't, like, go to South America and bomb.
that would be fair, rough. If anything.
But, like, I don't know, man. Okay, isn't South America, like, Metal Fest headquarters?
That's Africa. Africa's heavy in the metal department.
Really? Well, I've always seen, like, Brazil.
I thought it's like South America. Like.
I mean, them too. I know Africa is
Africa.
Toto? What?
All right. So, the point for me was, give me an opportunity to just make fun of Godsmack in there.
And so I'll send my back to that poker game.
Just take that, Sully. I had the five of hearts. You fuck.
Sorry,
you
I don't
know who he is.
Context.
You know who that is?
I don't give a fuck who he is.
Well, come on. Give the listeners. Come on. Come on.
I've already told the story.
It's been a few
times. Give us the cliff notes.
Yeah, he said, do you know who that is? And I said, don't fucking care who that is.
Play poker?
Sometimes.
You know what a string bet is?
Nope.
Right, so if you are playing tournament poker, you cannot do the motion. Like, look, I'm going to call these glasses my stack of chips. I cannot look at you and put a stack of chips out. And then continue looking at you and put another stack of chips out. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to draw a reaction from the amount that I'm betting. We call that a string bet. You have to either announce your amount of bet. Like, I bet 500 as an example. Or you must make one
fluid motion.
For your bet.
For your bet. Once that fluid motion is over, that is now your bet, whatever is in that stack.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is a string bet. Every poker player in the world knows that rule. But Sully from Godsmack was more interested in the waitresses hanging off of him and the guys drooling over him. It's like, well, I actually have money in this game. So like, I made a comment. I said, it's like, even though that was a string bet, I will call. He looked at me, and like he was like flirt. He's like, wait, what? Fucking talking about string bet. I was like, do you want me to explain to you what a string bet is?
Do you need a coloring book?
Let me write it down for you.
Some words were shared. Some more words were shared. He said something about me being a punk kid. I said something about all of his music sounding the same. He stood up. I stood up.
Yeah, he's like 3'2". He's a very short man.
Like, we were literally on like opposite ends of the table. Like, there was no possible way either one of us were getting at the other one because it was like seven people. Like,
we're just puffing our chests out.
One guy.
With a bird squawking.
Yeah. One guy grabbed me by the arm. And then one guy grabs me by the arm. He's like, dude, do you know who that is? But like, I don't give a fuck who it is. I got both your albums. I got all of them.
I already gave you my money.
So who won the
game? I bought one song. I know every fucking one of your songs.
Rinse and repeat.
So
the best part was, like, I was big in the poker that, like, then he actually did a AAF interview the next morning, and with Greg Hill in the morning. So he's on and like he's talking about the album and like, he's talking about Voodoo because Voodoo was at the time Voodoo was starting to get banned from like the main media outlets because of its witchcraft nature and all that.
Of course.
So he's like, I got the stress of this. I got these people here. I actually try to have, this is verbatim, like what he said over the radio. I try to have just like a calm like night, like back in my hometown, just hanging out with some friends. And I got this punk ass kid at the fucking poker table busting my balls. I'm listening to this, like, and I was on my way to Foxwoods.
That was me!
And I'm like, fuck yeah!
I ruined your night.
And I took your money.
Sucker.
I didn't, though. I lost.
Oh,
well, whatever. I mean, you technically took your money
because
you bought
it. Not directly to him, but...
It's fine.
That's funny.
Lazy dick.
Nice
dick. I'm gonna, what's that shit called? What's this shit called where fucking celebrities give shout-out videos and you can hire them? I'm going to hire Sully for Mark. Hey, happy birthday, Mark.
Wait a minute. Oh, fuck you.
Can you... Hey, Sully. What do you want me to say in my special message to this guy for his birthday? Tell him that it wasn't a string bet.
What? And he was right. And all my songs do sound the same. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you fuck.
Kicking
my birthday.
Kicking the balls, because Sully really actually was like a accomplished poker player. He's like literally on TV on the World Series of Poker like less than a month later. Which I was like, whatever.
He probably learned not to do string bets. So.
Yeah.
He's like, shit.
No, it's just, listen. It's fine.
It's all water near a bridge.
Listen, the problem is when you meet a guy when you meet somebody that could possibly be like your musical hero and he turns out to be a dick, like you're just heartbroken.
It's the worst. Yeah. I like to say you should never meet your heroes or whatever.
Yeah, if I ever met Howard
But the
Jones.
Problem is he wasn't my hero. I didn't care that we were sitting at the right time. I was there with my buddy Jamie. My buddy Jamie was over at like another table. He's like, dude, you get to sit with Sully. I'm like, oh, great.
Okay. I'm honored.
Well, let's... And as a side note, so my company, we do something called Best Buddies. It's like a...
Tom Brady.
Well, Guy Fieri is the one who also runs it. So when we do it, we work aside with Guy Fieri. And, like, I've always been a big fan of Guy Fieri.
You would think he would be cool.
Like, he's very good for the, you know, the food community and whatnot. But, like, everything I've heard and people I've worked with, and we've seen him, and he's such a dick.
Really?
Like, yeah. he walks around with his bourbon, he's just like, doesn't care about anybody. He has people who tests the food that goes out. Like, he doesn't even do it himself.
What the fuck?
It's, yeah.
Dude, famous, I mean, people are frauds.
Have you ever seen that guy cook on Food Network?
No.
Ever. So, okay, I can look like the singer Smash Mouth. I mean, yeah. I don't know, like.
I feel like everybody listens to him because he looks like he eats.
Maybe. He's got firearms, though, and he's got that sweet jacket. Like, I'm serious. Like, it's one of those things that's too bad when you think this whatever, and then you meet him, and you're like, oh, they're just a pile of dickholes.
Back when I was a kid, I mean, like, we used to get in the lines to, like, get autographs and whatnot. Even, like, how many times have you gotten shrugged off by those people? And it's like...
Yeah. I never...
Which, I understand to a certain extent. It's like, you have to, like... It's like, but if you are in the public setting, it's like, I don't know, maybe...
Well, I like to think that, like, everybody has a bad day. But, like, when stories start stacking, dog, like, hey, bro, like, you might want to change your vibe, homie.
My buddy Chris, Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah, oh, Spencer trying to see.
That sucks, dude.
Like, he's caught him, like, out after his thing, and was like, hey, can I get a picture? Just, like, I guess, and just, like, completely, like, didn't care, like, didn't want anything to do with the situation. Like, look, man, if it's any time you want to interact with your fans, it's at the show.
Right.
I mean, if it catches you, like, grocery shopping, it's like, okay, well, you're trying to do your own shit. Like, I get that.
Right.
Well, like, you're here to entertain. Like, you're here for them, and they're here for you. So, like, I don't know.
If I ever got famous and I was at a restaurant and somebody asked for a picture,
I would shit in their lap.
I would stand up with my plate. With my plate for the picture.
Okay.
And I would just keep eating. And then I'd go sit down. Oh, can you do me a picture not eating? No.
I can't remember who for the life of me who told me the story. Like, this will be the last digress, and then we can take this thing home. But for me, anyway, if you guys want to digress, by all means, I'm Duck Dog. Hulk Hogan. Was at a dinner table. He had his family, and, like, a bunch of people are like, dude, that's Hulk Hogan. That's Hulk Hogan. That's Hulk Hogan. Like, and the person who told me the story, I think, was in this group. He was literally sitting at a restaurant. So, like, we all finally figured it out, and, like, we decided to actually approach him. And he was eating. He put his stuff down. He's like, hey, guys, do me a favor. I'll sign all the autographs you want. We need, like, probably 15, 20 minutes. Like, let us just, like, wrap up, like, what we're doing here, and then I'll come hang out for a couple of minutes. It's, like, not the dick approach, but, like, it's, like, yeah, you're interrupting my personal life.
But also, like,
life.
You mean, you gotta have your personal time, you and your family and shit. Like, I get that.
Believe me, on the fan standpoint, I was like, dude, that's a dick approach. If the guy's fucking eating, like, I'm not gonna walk up to somebody.
Right,
who's,
that'd
like,
be
eating
rude.
But if I'm at your fucking show,
right? Exactly.
Can you like be like a little bit enthusiastic that like I'm like, hey, bro, I know your name, I know your birthday, I know your mom, I know your dad, I have your shirt, I tattooed your face here and here.
yeah, no, I agree.
Will you sign my hat?
I'm gonna say it.
Go ahead.
Hulk Hogan's fucking overrated. I fucking hate Hulk Hogan. Fuck.
I think he's pretty funny.
He saved wrestling. I don't give a shit. He had three
moves. What I don't like is Ric Flair.
Oh, why? Yes. Why? Why? So overrated,
like, who let this elderly man on the mat? Get out of here.
Yeah, and how have you been elderly for 50 years?
Yeah, right? No, seriously. He's always had white hair. Right. Like, he's like...
Hey, you want to see Steve Martin on steroids wrestle? No.
Oh, God.
Well, what if he has a drinking problem, swivels his penis at airline stewardesses? Still no? Well, what if he says woo really loud and starts slapping man titties? Definitely not.
Yes.
What if he has the slowest build to the most boring finisher ever? It doesn't even look like it.
Or
hurt.
He just, like, falls into your shin?
Like, no. This sucks. Like,
this one's called hemorrhoid.
Dude.
It hurts a lot, but it's
that's
effective.
A guy that should have hung it up. Oh, my God. 15 years earlier. I still got it. He's slurring and throwing spit everywhere. And
those dentures are falling out.
Oh, man.
Good digress. Take us home, David.
Well, that is it for us kids. Woo! Thank you for making it this far in the episode.
Mic drop. End it.
We are Heavy Metal Over a Six-Pack. The only place for local, national, international rock, metal, and beer reviews with a little bit of wrestling and everything else. Fuck you, Sully. We love you guys. We'll catch you later.
Goodbye.
That is the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in to another exciting episode of Heavy Metal Over a Six-Pack Podcast. Marcus, Dave, and Anthony signing off. Check out the podcast at hmoa6pack.podomatic.net. Email hmoa6pack@gmail.com. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.